Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 93.
I want to thank you for joining me today on this podcast talking about faith. We've had a couple of sessions already with many more to go because faith is an unending process. It really is. I would venture to say there's nobody on the planet that knows everything there is to know about faith. There's a lot of folks that know a whole lot. They've experienced a whole lot. God has performed many, many, many miracles in their lives. But there is no end in the knowledge of faith because there's no end in the knowledge of God. And so He is sovereign. He is Lord over all. Knows all, sees all. The Bible says He spoke, if you could believe this, He spoke worlds into existence. And so if He can speak worlds into existence, He can speak into your life. So how does He speak today? He speaks through His Word. Yeah. Speaks through men and women of God. Speaks in our spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, a lot of people have dreams and visions. I mean, there are many ways that He communicates with us, and He wants to communicate more with you. We've just started this series on faith, exploring faith. And so, looking at Dr. Summerall's syllabus about faith, it's called Faith to Change the World. Just a great title. But faith can change your world. Because some people might think, wow, that's too big. That is too much. The world's too much for me to handle. Well, I mean, that also means faith to change your world, where you live, with your family, with your co-workers, and then your city, your town, your village, your state, then your nation, and then the nations of the world. He can give you faith for that. But as Dr. Summerall said in his syllabus, page 19, when he was growing up in the Pentecostal church, in denominational Pentecostal churches, people didn't really understand what faith is. Faith was a goosebump. Faith was excitement. Faith was yelling and shouting and screaming and dancing. I mean, it was all those things. I said, faith is mysterious. I said, well, you never know about God. You never know what He's able to do. I mean, you could say it, declare it, and do whatever else you want, but you don't know what God's up to. You just have no idea. Well, that's not faith, because according to the Word of God, we can know. And we know that we have a covenant-keeping God, and He keeps His Word. And so, if you'll read the contract, being the Bible, you'll know what God promises. You know what He said He's going to do. And He will perform it. He will do it because He is God and He keeps His Word. The Bible actually says in the Old Testament that God is not a man that He should lie. So, you know, men, sinful nature from Adam. Lying is a huge potential. But with God, it's not even a thought. Not even a thought. He is the truth. And so people years ago, even in the church, said, well, you know what? Faith was with Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and on it goes. But I don't know if there's any faith like that anymore today. There's one scripture in the New Testament that I'll give it another time, not this time. But it goes this way. When the Lord returns, when Jesus comes back again, will He find faith on the earth? And boy, I've been chewing on that verse for a long time. Because people say they have it. People go to church. People go through the formality. But that's a whole lot different than living a life of faith. And so, yeah, when He comes again for His bride, will He find faith? And the challenge is this. You have to start with yourself. Yeah, He's going to find faith in me. Because I have faith. I believe God. I have knowledge of God. I pray. I receive. I thank God for the Heavenly Father, for the Son of God, and for the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for His Word that speaks through me where faith can grow. Faith is real. Faith is tangible. In the scripture that we read last time in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is substance and evidence. That's faith. It's real, tangible, measured. There's evidence of faith. And so it's not a mystery. It's not magic. It's not saying to one person, well, you get to live, and somebody else, no, you get to die. No, we don't put curses or blessings on people. That's up to God, not us. And so, but we can live a life of faith and see lives that are changed by the power of God. There's one scripture I'd like to share with you. It's from Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. Matthew 16, 17, where Jesus was asking his disciples, whom do men say that I am? And you got to wonder, what in the world, what were those guys thinking? They had been with him. They had seen the miracles. They heard what he had to say. And what said, well, some say you're a reincarnation of this and that guy and coming back in the flesh from the dead. And then Jesus looked at all of them, and particularly Peter, and said, but who do you say that I am? Who's the Heavenly Father to you? Who is Jesus to you? Who's the Holy Spirit to you? And Jesus is still asking the same question. But who do you say that I am? Say, well, you are Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That's who you are. And then Jesus answered and said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And so faith can be unveiled and unraveled and understood, but it can't be done by the human being, human intellect, or because of somebody experienced something bad, so obviously I don't have faith, or somebody experienced something good, and all of a sudden I have wonderful, great faith. And so faith can stand alone on the merits of the Word of God. So the more the Word, the more you can have it in your life, operating in your life. And once again, that understanding what faith is not to be braggadocious about what you have and what somebody else has not. You can say, well, obviously I have more faith than you, because when I pray, everybody gets healed. Or when I pray, I got this huge building and all these people, and I got this fancy house and car, so I must have more faith than you. And what you're saying is somebody with a little bit smaller house, a smaller church, a smaller car, obviously doesn't have faith, does not have faith like you have faith. And stuff is not the measure of faith. The stuff that you had is not the measure of faith. But I would say that reaching out and touching and blessing and seeing lives changed by the mighty power of God, of things done and accomplished when you pray in Jesus' name. And remember that there are many talented people, many intelligent people that God has passed over, because they are so full of themselves, he could not use them. Did you hear that? They were so full of themselves, he could not use them. To the one that appeared weak, or the one that appeared to be deficient, but the one who was available, he used when they grabbed a hold of that truth called faith. Once again, at the very beginning of this study, I mentioned that Brother Summerall said, what is faith? Faith is the knowledge of God that you have. You want more faith? Get more knowledge of God. And we get it in prayer, meditation, His Word. And our lives change. Our lives change to change others. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Wow. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So seek him. And there are rewards when you do exactly what the Bible tells us to do. And we have our own idea of what a reward is. You know, it's a trophy. It's a bonus. It's prestige. It's advancement. It's all kind of things to some folks. But he is the one passing out the awards. And it starts in the realm of the spiritual. And it can wind up in the realm of the natural. And thank God. Thank God he honors his word. He honors his word. When we step out in what's called faith, honors the knowledge of God that you have. Well, we're going to have to stop right now for today. But I want you to tune in next time, next week, and get some more. Get some more. Get a whole lot more on the study of faith. And once again, if you would, please tell your neighbor, your friend, those that you know, you don't know, believer, unbeliever, and tell them where the podcast is and to receive it and to enjoy the study on faith together. God bless.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.